Qu'Appelle Valley Historical Moment. The Fort Qu'Appelle Sanatorium was Saskatchewan's first healthcare center built to combat the contagious disease tuberculosis. Officially opened in 1917, the Fort Qu'Appelle Sanatorium consisted of 230 sprawling acres of land. Fort San, as it was known, was designed to be almost completely self-sufficient, with its own powerhouse, stables, piggery, poultry ranch, and a five-acre garden. Through the persistence and diligence of the Anti-Tuberculosis League and Dr. George Ferguson, patients from all across Saskatchewan were brought to Fort San via train and horse-drawn buggy, entering into a community dedicated to the eradication of TB. At its peak, Fort San could accommodate 358 patients, and a vibrant community emerged through activities such as the drama club, the jazz band, and the internal radio program, while the facility provided an environment of rest, good food, fresh air, and relaxation. In 1918, World War I veterans created an extensive library at Fort San. Books on the subject of tuberculosis were purchased so patients could educate themselves on the disease during the long hours of recuperation. This literary enlightenment led to the creation of the Sanatorium Journal, composed of poems and musings that eventually turned into the Valley Echo, a publication that consisted of articles on tuberculosis and the sanatorium, as well as humorous essays and advertisements. Throughout five decades, thousands of patients spent long months, and sometimes years, at Fort San. For some, it was a respite from poverty and labor. For others, it was a place of suffering and loss. Through massive screening and prevention programs, as well as through new drug therapy, the number of tuberculosis patients declined significantly by the 1960s. In 1972, Fort San was no longer needed and the tuberculosis facility was closed. Fort San remains a testament to innovative health care and the enormous courage and support shown by the people of Saskatchewan as they helped to extinguish the 20th century plague. This has been a Qu'Appelle Valley Historical Moment on 88.3, Voice of the Valley Radio.